Hello?
Hello?
Hi, ma'am. Sorry to interrupt you. My name is Matthew. I'm calling from Michigan Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. To begin, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote for the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you definitely going to vote, probably going to vote, chances 50-50, or you're not going to vote?
I'm going to vote.
Oh, okay. Now, in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everyone, may I ask your race? Are you Caucasian, African-American, Hispanic, Asian, or Native American?
African-American.
Thank you. And what is your age?
93. My birthday, November.
Oh. Well, how about your early birthday, if I don't get
Thank
to
you.
Talk to you. And
Thank
thinking
you.
About your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Progressive.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in which the direction the country's headed in?
Well, if they vote for Trump, we're going down a dirt hole.
I got you. And right now, generally speaking, before the elections, how do you feel?
Disturbed, because I don't know how we're going to get through this area, but we'll get through for our government.
Okay, is that dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
With the government? No, I think the government is cool. It's just the people that's in it right now.
Just in general, the way the direction the country's headed in.
I don't even know which direction it's headed in.
Okay. And I'm just going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress to focus on. For each one, you have a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that's very important or most important, 5 somewhat important, and 0 not important at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. So the first one, reducing crime and gun violence.
About a 10.
A 10. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
5.
Thank you. Making housing more affordable.
5.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
10.
Thank you. Protecting abortion and productive rights.
5.
Thank you. Okay, let's move forward here. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I think he's doing really good with all the stuff he has to go through with that other person.
Okay, so is that somewhat approved or, I'm sorry, somewhat approved or strongly approved?
I approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
I bet, what?
Do you somewhat approve or do you strongly approve?
Of how Joe Biden is doing, I strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, I want you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale of 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 50 means somewhat in the middle. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. You can choose any number from 0 to 100. So the first one. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, person or organization, please say so. So the first one, Republicans in Congress, from 0 to 100.
0.
Okay. Joe Biden, from 0 to 100.
100.
The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, perfect. All right, now, I'm just going to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each one, you have a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that it's very important, 5 somewhat important, and 0 not important at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one, restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages. How important is that?
Eight.
Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
I approve.
So it's important. Ten.
Yeah. Okay.
Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition. 0 to 10.
10.
Authorizing prescription medication.
8.
8, okay. Okay, that was an 8, thank you. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Well, unless, what is that, a 10?
Well, it's no. Either you support or oppose.
I oppose.
Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and older?
Disapprove.
Okay, you oppose. Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Okay, oppose.
Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
I oppose, strongly oppose.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your community?
Repeat that, please.
No problem. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community?
More benefits. What's that? A 10? I approve.
What, okay. So you have two options. You can either go somewhat more benefits or much more benefits.
More benefit.
Much more?
Much more.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or there are other issues more important right now?
Other issues more important right now.
Okay. And when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is a better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? A, prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Or B, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cascation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful, smoke-free tobacco products? A or B?
That's nicotine product. Whatever that is.
Oh, okay. And, all right, the system's just loading. Just give me a few seconds here. Okay, thank you for your patience. System's just loading.
I'm not done yet?
No, we're almost done. We're actually almost done. Okay, perfect. All right, so let's move to the next one. I'm going to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The first one, More dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. How concerned are you? Very concerned? Somewhat concerned? Not very concerned? Or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps out fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. How concerned are you?
What's the concern?
Let me read that again. An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, like Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. How concerned are you?
I'm concerned that they need to do more to help that, the effort.
Is that somewhat concerned or very concerned?
I'm concerned about it, yeah. Very concerned.
Very concerned, thank you. Okay, now, the creation of black market for illegal cigarette sales with associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. How concerned are you?
Black market sales, that's not right anyway. So you tell me what to say.
This will be your opinion, ma'am. We will love to hear your opinion. Does that make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
About black market? I'm concerned about black market.
Okay. Let's move forward here. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. For each one, you have a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means you strongly agree, 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means you don't agree at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. So here goes the first one. Vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes, which simply give them another market in which to operate. How much do you agree on that from 0 to 10?
I don't agree.
Okay, zero. So you're going to 0. Gotcha. Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and the population suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further prosecute these people.
No,
you don't agree with this at all, right?
No, I don't agree with that at all.
That'd be a 0?
That'd be a 0.
Got it. Our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking. And our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working. And we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminals. How much do you agree on that?
A 10.
Thank you. The federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense. But it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. How much do you agree on that?
I don't. 0.
0. We're almost done, ma'am. We're at 90%. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose the ban by federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavor cigars to adults 21 and over?
I agree.
So you support?
I support.
And somewhat or strongly?
Strongly oppose. Is that what that's to oppose for?
You said you
should
agree,
I oppose?
Right? No, it's up to you.
No, I'm trying to get the right answer that I want. what's the level of the answer? Agree or disagree? What is that?
Right. On a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over.
I agree.
So you somewhat support or strongly support?
I support.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 or over?
I don't want to even talk anymore about the cigarettes. Can you keep going on? There's no answer for that.
Okay. I just got to read them because I'm going to record a line. If you don't want to answer, that's up to you. The next one. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community?
More benefits. I agree. More benefits.
And would you be more or less willing to vote for candidates for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
No impact on this decision.
Gotcha. Now, in the last 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Beer?
No.
No. Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Heat non-burn tobacco products?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
Oh, no.
Cigars?
No.
Coffee?
Yes.
Cigarettes?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
No.
Soda and pop or pop?
No.
Wine?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Got you. So these are the last questions, and they're for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I'm a graduate student.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Low income.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Not yet.
No one, right?
No one.
How would you describe the area where you live in? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Do I identify with it?
Do you identify as a member?
No.
Well, this concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your time, patience, and your opinions. You have yourself a great rest of the night. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.